T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI. Let's get it going. This is Late Night right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Speaking of things getting going, the cash flow to these NCAA athletes was enormous today. If you're on Twitter at all or Instagram, Facebook, you saw some sort of college athlete in any city across the country signing a deal with PetSmart or a tea company or an air mattress provider or tuxedo rentals. Like, you name it, college athletes can now cash in on it. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, the BC head football coach could pay Phil Jurkovich $600,000 as a salary, you know, for his upcoming BC football season. That still can't happen. That may happen one day. But the college football landscape and college athletics landscape has completely changed. Because for a long time, a man named Ed O'Bannon from UCLA, a longtime advocate for UCLA players and college athletes to get paid for their NIL, their name, their image, and their likeness. And it all dated back to, I believe, 2000 was when he started this lawsuit, Ed O'Bannon, trying to go to the Supreme Court and say, yo, like, I can tell in these NCAA college basketball games that I'm, you know, so-and-so, number 42 on UCLA. These are my characteristics, same height, same weight, and this is me. And they're selling this game for millions of dollars, making millions of dollars in profits, EA Sports is, or 2K Sports, whoever it is. And I'm not getting a dime out of this. I can't even get a free meal. This is so absurd. So he's been fighting on behalf of college athletes for nearly 20 years. And today, July 1st, 2021, at the stroke of midnight, the NCAA is now allowing players to capitalize and monetize, I should say, off their NIL, their name, their image, and their likeness. This is absolutely going to change college sports forever. Forever. I'm not even joking about this. That's not hyperbole. Dynamics of the locker room will change more so than we would ever believe. Like, there has been jokes, hey, you know, if you're going to pay the players, you're going to have the star quarterback driving in a Tesla or a Mercedes-Benz or a Lamborghini to practice. That actually may now happen. Unintentionally, that actually may now happen because players, you know, like a Johnny Manziel or a Cam Newton when he was at Auburn or RG3 or, you know, Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush back in the day at USC or Vince Young at Texas. Like, the biggest college football athletes should have been making millions of dollars while they were in school. And I don't know what the correct way to enforce this is, but I do believe the correct steps were taken by the NCAA to allow people, players, to earn money based upon endorsements. And so there's some other some news came across today, and I love this tweet from Jeremy Bloom, who is, I believe, a former teammate of Christian Fourier at the University of Colorado Boulder. Jeremy Bloom tweeted, "I can't stop thinking about Donald De La Haye. He was a scholarship kicker at UCF, University of Central Florida, who was declared permanently ineligible by the NCAA for having a YouTube channel. That guy is now known as Destroying on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. I believe he's got multi-million followers on all the social platforms.
He quit football because of it?
He did. It was a big battle, and it prematurely ended his college football career because he chose this YouTube stuff, and he chose to be a content creator. And now that decision won't be put in the hands of players, because if you want to make content on YouTube or Twitch, like Chris Shine Time, and play video games and people watch you, you can now get paid for that. If Chris Scheim was a Division I player, I'm sure he could get paid right now for Twitch to play video games in Fortnite at night. People can tip on those platforms and do whatever, or if a, you know, car wash or a car dealership wanted to pay Phil Djokovic $25,000 to say, hey, go drive a Toyota. Hey, Phil can cash in now. And that may end up happening. I don't think it's going to happen as big of a scale as it is in the SEC. Like you saw the Auburn starting quarterback, Bo Nix. He's now endorsing Milo's Sweet Tea, which is huge down south. It's a huge day in terms of college sports because they can monetize through all of these avenues here. Hosting camps, private lessons, merchandise, podcast commercials, memorabilia, autographs, streaming, Substack and Patreons, small businesses, and social media. And you saw one of the best tweets I saw today came from Matthew Coughlin. He's a 5'9 kicker, a redheaded kicker, 5'9 kicker for Michigan State. Scholarship guy, by the way. He tweeted this morning, one of the first tweet that I saw on my timeline. This is a paid tweet to tell you to listen to the Locked On Spartans podcast. I've never listened to it, but I'm sure it's not terrible. I have no idea what Matthew Coughlin, the 5'9 Michigan State kicker, was paid to tweet about the Locked On Spartans podcast, but that is an excellent way to endorse it. He's clearly telling you, I've been paid to say this, and I don't care. Just go check out the product, whatever. So who knows? Maybe Locked On Spartans threw him like a $200 like Chipotle or Qdoba gift card. And these athletes, quite frankly, deserve that. They deserve things like this because back in, late 2000s, when Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel were making their run at Ohio State, they were selling like sportsmanship awards from the 2008 Fiesta Bowl and trading actual Big Ten championship rings. Terrell Pryor didn't do that. It was his teammates. But all these guys at Ohio State traded memorabilia from Ohio State their playing days, whether it be jerseys, cleats, gear, or actual championship rings from the conference, for tattoos and money. This tweet blew my mind when this is factual. This actually happened, and it was a refresher for me, but I completely forgot about it. This is from David Steele. This is a good time to remind everyone that Terrell Pryor was once suspended 5 games for improper NIL benefits. By the NFL, suspended Terrell Pryor for name, image, and likeness benefits he got while being a college football player. That's so insane. I have no idea why the NFL thought that they were in the right to do that 10 years ago. It is so insane to me that players couldn't endorse, you know, a chicken joint or a Chinese place in town or a pizza spot and say, hey, I'm Cam Newton, go eat here, and then get a check for $5,000. I don't know why the NCAA banned that. And maybe they feared that there was some sort of floodgate opening that, oh, you know, now you're going to have all the top schools in college pay all their players to come there. Well, that happens now. The top schools in the country, at least in college basketball, look at Arizona, Sean Miller, who's no longer there. He was caught on FBI wiretap talking about paying the number one recruit in the country, who went on to be the number one player in the NBA draft that year, and is still playing right now in DeAndre Ayton. He literally was caught in an FBI wiretap saying, I will give you the money, just come here. Nike does this. Adidas does this. So for the NCAA for all these years to hide behind, oh, we don't want the players to make the money because they're, at the end of the day, they're student athletes, and student comes first. Screw that. That is such a load of crap. As somebody who has actually worked on a college athletics team, I used to work at Indiana University as a student manager for the basketball team. And I also worked my freshman year at a school called IUPUI, which is Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. So I've worked at two different D1 schools in terms of men's basketball, not as a coach or anything. It was a student manager. I literally like wiped up sweat and got Gatorade for Victor Oladipo. It was fun. It was unpaid. It was a cool learning experience, but Victor Oladipo had like no money for meals when I was there. I would drive him to practice and to class after practice sometimes. He wouldn't have money to like go get a pizza. And I'm not lying about this, Nick. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
And that, if you bought him a pizza, the NCAA could then...
improper benefit.
Yeah.
So
they could crack down on Oladipo for you buying him a pizza.
You want to know what's so insane about the NCAA and how hypocritical they are? They don't want you, anybody, that doesn't work for the team, to give those athletes free food. You can't give an athlete, you can give an athlete a piece of bread, but if you toast that piece of bread and put butter on it, it's an improper benefit. I'm not lying about that. You can literally give an athlete a piece of bread, but once you toast it and put butter on it, it's considered an improper benefit in a meal. That is so friggin' insane. The NCAA has been ass backwards for so long. I mean, they took away the Fab Five wins because they took some money. Maurice Claret was dismissed from Ohio State after being accused of receiving improper benefits, filing a fault. Well, that's stupid. He filed a false police report and misleading officials on the case. So maybe he actually, Maurice Claret, not the best example.
Reggie Bush selling autographs, losing his Heisman and all his records at USC.
Exactly. And all these things have nothing to do in terms of enhancing his on-field performance. Reggie Bush took a house for his family, and they took away his Heisman and all of the records. And he's tweeting at the NCAA.
And they won't give it back, apparently. Hart was saying that he asked to get his Heisman back, and they said no.
The NCAA is full of hypocrites. He should get his Heisman back. I don't know about reinstating like the records from past years of recruiting violations, and like, do we reinstate the SMU records from the death penalty era, like pre-death penalty when they were like number one in the country? I don't think we go that far, but I think Reggie Bush, let's give him his Heisman back. I'd be for that. Look at some other endorsement deals. Arkansas wide receiver Trey Knox and his Husky Blue have inked a deal with PetSmart. He is quoted here. I've always been proud to be an Arkansas football player, but I'm just as proud to be a dog dad. Sure, whatever. But it's cool because, like, if you're going to have a dog in college and you play in the SEC, why not get some free dog food for your pet? It makes no sense. James
who
Wiseman.
Gave him the dog? Don't let him tell you who gave him the
dog. No, don't give up the source there. James Wiseman, who was the number one pick for the Warriors just this year, a rookie, of course. Number one pick from Memphis. He was suspended 12 games for receiving $11,500 in moving expenses from his high school coach, Penny Hardaway, in 2017. It wasn't his high school coach. It was a high school coach at the time, Penny Hardaway. The NCAA considered Penny to be a booster for Memphis because of his ties. Wiseman left Memphis altogether before the suspension ended. So it cost James Wiseman's career. How about this one? Des Bryant. Suspended for part of his 2009 season with the Oklahoma State Cowboys after failing to fully disclose his relationship with former NBA or NFL player Deion Sanders. No money was transferred. I don't get that one either. AJ Green, Georgia Bulldogs star receiver, suspended for the first four games of the 2010-11 season after he sold a jersey from the 2009 Independence Bowl. He sold a jersey from a bowl game, and it cost him the first four games of his senior season, or his last season, I should say, at Georgia, which he was so damn dominant in the SEC.
Remember when Odell was handing out money to LSU players after they won the national championship game, and everybody was freaking out that the NCAA was going to crack down?
And I believe he is banned from the LSU premises and facilities ever again. It's so absurd. Come on. The NCAA is so full of hypocrites. It's unbelievable. Andrew Brandt, heard this was happening in NIL regarding a top football program. A flagship radio station will pick five-star players. They will come on for a segment every week of the season and earn $25,000 for the year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for a college player.
That's good for a couple radio hits.
That's really good. Let's say you do 10 weeks, $2,500 a spot. That's damn good money for
that's
a college
Greg Hill
kid.
Money.
That's Greg Hill money. That's almost like Devin McCourty money in the midday. Some other sound here. Can we get this Dave Portnoy cut? I'm sorry to spring this down here. But so this afternoon, leader of Barstool Sports, future president of America, Dave Portnoy, he went on Twitter, and he obviously has no idea what's going on with the NCAA NIL stuff. And he admitted as such because this was Dave Portnoy's one-minute video about getting Barstool Sports incorporated into the mad rush of the college football endorsement game.
Okay, so big news out of the NCAA. Players, they can no longer prevent them from making money on their likeness, their image, all that stuff. I didn't give it a ton of thought until a couple hours ago when Adelaide Halverson, she's a volleyball player, Jacksonville State, DM me. She's like, yo, I want to be the first Barstool athlete. It's like, all right, what does that mean? I'm in. I don't even know what that means. I'm in. I love the sound of it. It's like, I don't know, just send me some free merch. Not only that, are we sending her all this merch? We're creating Barstool Athlete exclusive. You can't buy it. Only for our sponsored athletes. 10 minutes after we signed Adelaide Halverson, our first ever, congratulations, official Barstool athlete. Welcome to the fam. A football player from Stanford reached out. Same thing. He's like, how do I become a Barstool athlete? Listen, how do you become a Barstool athlete? If you play Division I sports and you blink at me, we will sign you. We'll send you merch, the custom. You want pizza? We'll give you pizza. You want to come parties for free? You name it. Barstool Athletes, Inc. I just made that up in my head right there on live stream here. We may become the most powerful agency in the world. And it all started with Adelaide Halverson, Jacksonville State. Bam! You put it up, she'll spike it right in your face.
So, I think Dave might have a few things wrong here, Nick. Does he think he's starting a sports agency like to represent these athletes?
He's going to compete with Rosenhaus.
So he signed just like hundreds of college athletes for like pennies on the dollar.
For no money, just pizza.
Just for pizza, like free ticket to the blackout tours and, you know, maybe like some free merch from the Barstool store, which like they might give like a $50 gift card. So Stool Athletics is the new Barstool Athletics is the account at Stool Athletics, I should say, on Twitter. That's the account tracking all of the signings by Dave Portnoy and Barstool to his agency, which is just, it's not an agency, Dave. You're literally just hiring these athletes to endorse Barstool, which they will do. They'll wear your free stuff and post it. But he's literally, like you heard him say, he's signing anyone with a pulse that plays D1 sports. That includes Caleb Fourier, Colorado tight end, who hasn't played one game. He was the third athlete to sign with Barstool Athletics in terms of being an endorser of Barstool Sports and indirectly Dave Portnoy. Like you just heard him say, Caleb Fourier plays D1 sports and can blink, so he was qualified for the criteria. He apparently immediately signed up for this process, and the Stool Athletics account tweeted, congratulations to Caleb Fourier for becoming a Barstool athlete. I don't know what happened to that tweet, but that tweet's now been deleted, so I don't know if Christian's kind of like put the kibosh on that or what, but I hope all these players can get some money, because I don't think any parent wants to be called by a athlete who's getting a full ride and saying, hey, I need some money for food or I need some money for whey protein. That actually happens. I've heard multiple D1 athletes complain about not having meal money, not having money to take out a date, which that sucks. I've been there, been too poor to take out a date. That really sucks. And the game is changing in college sports, and it's been a long, long time coming. So I mentioned the WFT, and most notably, the NFL is sweeping the toxic culture of the former team known as the Redskins. The WFT has had a toxic culture towards women for 10, 20 years. And the NFL, it doesn't really want you to talk about it because they didn't even write one page, Nick LaPan, one page worth of a written report. They didn't think it was worth it. I'll get to it next on EEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox head on their West Coast trip, which starts with the A's tomorrow after their 15-1 win over the Royals at Fenway Park. Red Sox winners of 7 straight. They're 51-31. Most wins in Major League Baseball. First team to win 51. Pregame for Red Sox A's is tomorrow night, an 8:40 pregame with Brian Barrett, first pitch with Joe Castiglione, and Will Fleming at 9:40 on the Charleston Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network, as well as streaming on the Odyssey app in the Boston metro area. Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts named the shortstop and third base starters in the American League for the upcoming summer All-Star game at Denver's Coors Field. The NFL has fined the Washington football team $10 million, and that is my next topic. I'll get into more of that and their awful culture against women. I don't know why Dan Snyder still has a team, but maybe in near 2040 he won't. Who knows? And starting today, the NCAA will allow student-athletes to make money off their name and likeness, as I just said. That is what is trending on WEI and WEI.com. The final half hour of Late Night is next. Oh, Proven Winners. Trending is brought to you by Proven Winners, and the trending is sponsored by the Home Team Hero Contest. Now through September 24th, you can nominate a first responder or a frontline healthcare worker in the Home Team Hero Contest on the WEI Contest page, and they have the chance to be recognized by Joe Castiglione during a Red Sox Radio Network broadcast this season. That is sponsored by Proven Winners, the number one plant brand. That is a horrible copyright by Mike Bagarello. Proven Winners, the number one plant brand for annuals, perennials, and shrubs. That is very redundant. Plant, brand, plant. That does not make sense. Proven Winners brings you trending, and that is an awful trending, and now it is over. We're going to break.
Hi, this is Greg Bottenhorn, Jazz Beat Dad. For generations, we've rewarded kids for chores, allowances, holidays, and other rewards with cash and checks. The problem is, over 70% of kids' purchases today are made digitally, where cash and checks don't help them. Reward them the same way they shop, digitally. They can then spend that money in-app or through a contactless virtual debit card anywhere MasterCard is accepted. Don't start your kids' financial education by teaching them to pay fees for a debit card. Like any card, Jazzby makes money when you spend money. In addition to our free debit card for kids, Jazzby just launched the Jazzby Score, a financial literacy score for kids allowing both you and them to track their progress. We'll give them tips and actually teach them about finances. We'll even give them rewards as they improve. And of course, we have auto allowances, great chore features, savings and donation options, parental controls, and even in-app shopping. Go to jazzby.com/card. That's JASSBY.com/card and register your family for free today.
For over a century, VA New England Healthcare has been caring for veterans, and today is no different. The VA provides state-of-the-art healthcare to America's heroes. In today's ever-changing world, staying up to date with current information is critical, and VA New England Healthcare is here to help. Search hashtag VA New England on YouTube for more information or call 844-VA-CARES. Connect with the benefits you earned and deserve. Call 844-VA-CARES.
Dealing with adversity and finding ways to unify and overcome it will always be part of our future. The new season of Hope Through History, a documentary podcast presentation from C-13 Originals in association with the History Channel, written and narrated by me, John Meacham, features moments in our nation's past when we faced challenges as a country and as a world. Listen and follow Season 2 of Hope Through History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
America is reopening, and the Boston Pops July 4th Spectacular is back. Presented by Bloomberg and Eaton Vance. Join conductor Keith Lockhart live from Tanglewood with fireworks live from Boston Common. Plus, special appearances by John Batiste and legendary singer Mavis Staples.
I like the things about me.
Watch Sunday, July 4th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Bloomberg Television.
Lewin Christian here. Now, 2021 is flying by, and you still haven't addressed those important projects around the house.
Whether you need a new roof, new windows, or a new siding, the unfortunate thing is the problem is only going to get worse if you ignore it. Don't worry, though. Our friend Eric Peabody and the team at Window World have you covered.
Now, Christian and I are both Window World customers, and you should be, too. They don't use gimmicks like buy one window, get one free. They guarantee unbeatable quality and pricing, and they're backed with industry-best warranties.
Window World offers zero down, interest-free financing on their entire lineup of award-winning windows, doors, siding, and roofing. Get 10 Energy Star windows for as low as $4,569 or as little as $89 a month.
Get a whole house of beautiful siding for as little as $189 a month. Or a new roof as low as $149 a month. Call 800-NEXT-WIN now. That's 800-NEXT-WIN. Or you could visit them at windowworldofboston.com.
Hey, it's Fourier. Now listen, I just turned my home into a solar home with Isaacson Solar. Huge savings on my electric bill and my house looks great. Isaacson is one of the most professional companies, listen, I've ever done business with. Check out IsaacsonSolar.com or their Facebook for cool videos.
Summer is here and your local 99 restaurant has a great new menu with the seasonal flavors you love, like strawberry chicken salad, St. Louis barbecue ribs, and their famous colossal lobster rolls. The 99, always the real deal.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6, leaving the light on for the three-dimensional soccer fan. Those cardboard cutouts were feeling a little flat. They didn't even yell goal for as long as possible when we finally scored. Well, while the cardboard you is packed away, the real you can head to the next road game. Motel 6 will help you get back into the action with clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
You've heard it said, he's a diamond in the rough, or maybe diamonds are forever. Here's something else I've learned about diamonds. They're just pieces of coal put under pressure for a long, long, long time. So when I start feeling like I want to give up, I think about that little piece of coal. And if that piece of coal can make something of itself by not giving up, so can I. Persistence is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
The NFL, once again, being super hypocritical, and I feel like this is being completely swept under the rug. And it's the intended reason, the intended result, I guess, the reaction is what the NFL wanted. They want no one to talk about this. They want nobody to talk about the Washington football team and their $10 million fine. Seems a little bit harsh, but if you go back to what this is all about, this is an over year-long investigation into the toxic workplace culture and environment that's housed at FedEx Field with the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins. I mean, this was a team who would send season ticket holders on vacation to a tropical island with cheerleaders and, I guess, suggest to the cheerleaders that they should be making sexual advances to said season ticket holders. The cheerleaders were creeped out. Some of the season ticket members were creeped out. It's just not a good place at all. They don't respect women there. They don't have any respect for really just besides like Dan Snyder and the higher ups there. Like those guys seem like they run the show and they don't care about anybody below them. Per the league's statement, that money, the $10 million will, quote, be used to support organizations committed to character education, anti-bullying, healthy relationships, and related topics. The team will also fund programs directed more broadly at improving the workplace, particularly for women and other underrepresented groups, and training and development programs throughout the league with recipients identified with assistance of respected third-party advisors. At the bottom of the sentence, though, at the bottom of the release, there's something from that Mike Florio points out. This is like paragraph 27 or paragraph 28 out of 29. And it says, buried at the bottom of the release published one day before one of the prime bad news dump afternoons of the of the year, the league essentially suspended the owner, Daniel Snyder. In the next to last paragraph of the 29-paragraph press release, the NFL says this, quote, as co-CEO, Tanya Snyder will assume responsibilities for all day-to-day team operations and represent the club at all league meetings and other league activities for at least the next several months. Dan Snyder will concentrate on a new stadium plan and other matters. What that is, Nick LaPan, is Dan Snyder did something wrong. We can't really get him out because all the other owners have to vote him out. That's not happening. So, you know, this is kind of our way of suspending Dan Snyder by still letting him run his billion-dollar franchise and letting his wife take over. So Tanya Snyder is now the face of the WFT while Dan Snyder's now in the background.
Which doesn't make any sense because
is that even a punishment?
Like you should be able to have your franchise taken away from you. I mean, who had it? Donald Sterling style.
Donald Sterling, and it almost happened to Jerry Richardson with the Panthers. I think that was
he was forced out too.
Yeah, something that was
forced to sell anyway. Yeah, he was forced. Your punishment's making $2 billion.
So there is precedent in that happening, and of course he bought the team for nothing, so he made out and made billions of dollars, like you just said, off of it. But I don't know why Dan Snyder still has a team. It makes no sense. Says based on Beth Wilkinson's review, who, by the way, Beth Wilkinson, who did the investigation, she talked to like 150 people on this. The commissioner concluded that for many years, the workplace environment at the Washington football team, both generally and particularly for women, was highly unprofessional. Bullying and intimidation frequently took place, and many described the culture as one of fear. And numerous female employees reported having experienced sexual harassment and a general lack of respect in the workplace. And this is in 2021, and this is obviously going back for many years, but this is something that's not changed even throughout the Me Too movement and the culture that we live in nowadays, where these things just aren't accepted. You know, the machoism of sports has dwindled in years because more and more women are rightfully getting the chance to work in front offices, to work on sidelines, to work in locker rooms, to work in broadcast and media, or working here in sports radio. The men need to tone it down here, or at least realize that if you can tone it down, you know, probably try and improve yourself because you're working with people who have different backgrounds. They are women. These are people of color. Like, you're not just going to have all white men in their 50s running these organizations, and that's probably what's comfortable for people like Dan Snyder. Ownership and senior management paid little to no attention to these issues. In some instances, senior executives engaged in inappropriate conduct themselves, including using demeaning language and public embarrassment. This set the tone for the organization, for the WFT, and led to key executives believing that the disrespectful behavior and more serious misconduct was acceptable in the workplace. Where would that ever be acceptable? I guess if your boss lets things slide, you know, time after time after time, then in your small brain you would believe that, but have some common sense and just general respect for people. The release continues by saying, quote, "The problems were compounded by an inadequate HR staff and the practices and the absence of effectively and consistently administered process for reporting or addressing these employee complaints, as well as widely reported fear of retaliation." And of course, that's a big thing when it comes to the Me Too movement and why so many people in Hollywood just never spoke out about Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby for all these years, was because they feared that these powerful people, including the people up in the higher-ups at the Washington football team, would retaliate. That does happen. Like, that's not a crazy thing to say. When reports were made, they were generally not investigated or led to no meaningful discipline or other response. So it almost kind of takes me back to the show I'm watching right now on Netflix called 60 Days In. These inmates who are there, obviously, as, you know, undercover investigators posing as inmates, they often file these things called kites to the DOs, and their complaints, their formal complaints. Those go to the DOs, and the DOs completely ignore them. That is what is going on in the Washington football team, is you have complaints of sexual misconduct, inappropriate language by executives, people in HR not investigating any of these comments or practices, and everything's being swept under the rug. So just like Daniel Snyder likes to do with these sexual misconduct allegations or any of these demeaning allegations by the code of conduct and the environment that has been produced by Daniel Snyder at the WFT, he's trying to sweep this all under the rug, and that's what the NFL is doing as well. Now, we have a break here, Nick LaPan, but I want to go through this real fast. Robert Mueller's report on the Ray Rice investigation, 96 pages. The Ted Wells Deflategate report, 243 pages. Beth Wilkinson's report on the WFT culture, 0 pages, a news release with quotes from Beth Wilkinson, and Roger Goodell. Beth Wilkinson, this is a quote from Lisa Friel, the NFL Special Counsel for Investigations. Beth Wilkinson reported to the league in a series of oral reports to us, and we do not have a written report from her. We've summarized her findings and recommendations in the release that we put out. Does anyone trust the NFL by second-handed summarizing the events of one of their clubs? Hell no. I don't trust Daniel Snyder. I don't trust Roger Goodell. And I sure as hell don't trust anything that this report is saying, because I feel like they're leaving out a lot of key details. And the situation in Washington is so much worse than anyone believes. And the attorneys for these 40 women, former 40 Washington football team employees, they call it a slap in the face to hundreds of women and former employees who came forward in good faith and at great personal risk to report a culture of abuse. Disgusting stuff happening in our nation's capital. I don't know why Dan Snyder still has a team. It shouldn't happen. This shouldn't happen, and I hope it doesn't happen going forward. He should be on his last chance as an NFL owner. We'll wrap things up with WEI Late Night. I'm Tyler Devitt here until midnight. We'll wrap things up next on EI.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
A grave injustice has happened this evening, Nate LePan. Do you know who Cedric Mullins is?
Yeah, he got robbed of being
not an all-star starter. Mike Trout hasn't played since May.
Mike Trout makes sense. Aaron Judge does not make sense.
No, I'll tell you why Mike Trout doesn't make sense. Obviously, he's the face of baseball, I guess, in some minds. Mike Trout hasn't played since May 17th. He has 117 at-bats this season, 39 hits.
Yeah, but
we're putting him as an all-star starter?
Yeah, he should still be an all-star. He was easily the best player
when he was
He
won't play, though, won't he? I don't think he's going to play.
No, I don't think so. I think he was just named the starter.
Yeah, but Cedric Mullins has had one of the best seasons in Major League Baseball, multiple two-run home run games. It steals bases, plays a good...
I think he might be towards the top of the league in doubles.
Yeah, he is what they call a five-tool player. And he's emerging out of nowhere. I literally never knew about Cedric Mullins at all. And, of course, I watch him daily now because he's on the fantasy squad, which my team's in last place, but that's another story. The All-Star starters were announced this evening. Shohei Ohtani, no surprise there for the DH. So that's why J.D. Martinez obviously wasn't named to the DH, because nobody's going to get more votes than Ohtani, maybe except for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's the first baseman. Salvador Perez, who you just saw today at Fenway Park, the catcher for the Royals, he's the starting catcher. Marcus Semien at second. Rafael Devers and Bogaerts round out the infield, and then the outfield for the AL. Trout, Judge, and Teoscar Hernandez. Is that his first All-Star game? I think it might be. And he's him and... Oh, man, who is the other Red Sox killer from the Jays? There's another one, but Teoscar Hernandez. Rowdy Tellez. Those two guys seem to hit bombs at Fenway Park whenever they come here. It's unbelievable. A selfish request I want to make to anyone still here with me in the audience. I used to play a lot of basketball, played it in high school, tried to play in college, wasn't good enough, too much of a shrimp. I was probably like 6'2", 165 pounds. Tiny-ass guy, and I'm still pretty tiny. I'm like 6'2", 180 now, and it's not much muscle. But I stopped playing ball because I don't do much outside of work. I would love to get back into playing some ball. So if you're listening right now and you're on Twitter, find me, slide in my DMs, Tyler Devitt, D-E-V-I-T-T-E. I want to get back into playing some ball. I want to get in some open gyms and get some run. I haven't played in forever. I'm going to be out of shape, but I have long arms. I can play defense, and if I probably shoot the next 6 months in an open gym with nobody guarding me, I'll probably make that shot.
Get a good run in.
So it's been a lot of fun. Nick Dupan's been the producer for WEI Late Night. I'm here until midnight, which is only about 10 seconds away. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. It's so much fun. Check it out on demand on the Odyssey app or WEI.com. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.